right, the Shilling Show into our final segment for the day, and going to Rolene Marks, our Israel correspondent, with an update on these efforts that Israel's making to somehow broker some peace, bring a little calm to the situation in Ukraine. And Rolene, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for joining us today on the Shilling Show.
I tell you, I wish that radio was visual sometimes, because then you could see the huge grin that I have every time I cross to you and your wonderful listeners, who are always so supportive of the state of Israel, and we really, really appreciate that.
You are most welcome, and anything that we can do for you, we're always happy to have you here, so please keep that in mind. Let's go to this connection between Ukraine and Israel, because there are strong ties, and I know that Israel has been involved in this in trying to really bring some peace to the situation. So tell us about it.
Well, Israel has open ties with both Ukraine and Russia.
Yes.
And because of that, we are in the very unenviable position of being tasked with mediating. You know, we're not the only country that is trying to mediate some kind of peace or at least a ceasefire. But Israel is in a very, very delicate diplomatic position. You know, on the one hand, we enjoy very strong ties with Ukraine and open ties with Russia. Putin is probably the most friendly president towards Israel than any of his predecessors. Mm-hmm. However, the situation is very, very precarious. Israel unequivocally stands with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. We recognize Ukrainian sovereignty over their territory. We condemn the Russian invasion. But on the other hand, from Israel's national security perspective, we need to keep an open line with Russia. And the reason is pretty simple. Russia controls the airspace over Syria. Now, as Iran gets ever more hegemonic, we know that the talks in Vienna have been suspended due to the crisis between Russia and Ukraine, and we're still in the space where we wonder what kind of deal, if any kind of deal, will be brokered with Iran to stop them from becoming a nuclear power. And, you know, it is important to note that Israel hasn't said we're opposed to a deal. We're opposed to a bad one. We don't want to go back to the 25th.
I think we've lost. We lost your last sentence. So you said we don't want to go back to, and I'm going to let you repeat that.
We don't want to go back to the 2015 JCPOA deal, which basically wasn't harsh enough on Iran at the time. But we are still open to an Iranian deal, as long as it is sufficiently harsh enough. But at the moment, Israel is playing this role of mediator. Yesterday, our Prime Minister Naftali Bennett had yet another conversation with Putin. It lasted about an hour and a half. We know that they discussed the possibility of a ceasefire. And straight after that, he spoke to President Zelensky. Now, this has been ongoing since the conflict, since the war broke out. Naftali Bennett just last Shabbat went to Russia. He met with Putin in person. And it's very, very significant, because not only did he engage in shuttle diplomacy, but he actually broke Shabbat. He went with Zev Elkin, a Russian-speaking minister, who would translate for him. And the reason is, you know, if we can do anything to save lives, we're going to do it. Israel is strictly a mediator. We're not there to impress on either side what to do, but to relay messages. And we have received the express thanks from President Zelensky, his chief of staff, his defense ministers, and other members of the administration for Israel's role. In fact, the chief of staff called it very, very brave. And this is all being done at the behest of Zelensky, who really sees Israel as a mediator. And even before the war broke out, before the tanks rolled in to Ukraine, Zelensky had appealed to Bennett if we could be a mediator, if mediation could take place in Jerusalem. Now we know, following one of the conversations, that Zelensky and Putin are both open to Jerusalem as a possible venue for mediation. However, Israel is concerned because any kind of negotiation of the sort is very, very delicate. Mm-hmm. And we have to consider our national security and our role in this if, heaven forbid, something doesn't go according to plan.
Rolene, I really despise when disinformation is out there, and I want to give you a chance to clarify something for us, because there were reports in the mainstream United States media that Prime Minister Bennett was urging Ukraine to surrender, and I wanted you to address that.
Okay, so there was a story that broke on Axios, which is very widely read in the United States, as well as the Jerusalem Post, that Bennett had pressured Zelensky into accepting Putin's terms, but after the Sabbath, after Shabbat ended on Saturday night, this was clarified very, very quickly, not just by our Prime Minister's office, but also by Zelensky's chief advisor, who said absolutely nothing of the sort. Israel has a very delicate position. We are grateful to Israel, but we have not been pushed or coerced by Israel to do anything of the sort. And this was reiterated by officials from our government, who said Israel is there strictly as a mediator to take the terms of each party to each other. We are not there to make recommendations, and we are certainly not there to pressure any party to accept any terms.
I was talking the other day in a podcast interview with a pastor on the ground in Romania, but who has a Ukrainian wife and was helping on a humanitarian level, and he told me that there are a good number of Ukrainian Jews who have been relocated or are planning to relocate to Israel. And if you could tell us a little bit about that, is that going on?
That is going on, and I must say the humanitarian efforts by our diplomats who managed to evacuate not just Israeli citizens trapped in Ukraine, but also citizens from Lebanon, Syria, the Palestinian Authority, Gaza, Egypt and Morocco, because they've basically been left to fend for themselves. But what we do have are what we call our shlichim, our emissaries from the Jewish Agency for Israel, to help Ukrainian Jews make aliyah, immigrate to Israel. But we've also extended that to non-Jewish Ukrainians, saying if they have a member of their family, if they are able to come to Israel, we will be there. We will be there to help any Ukrainian seeking refuge. We are prepared to take 20,000 to 25,000. Now, what is very interesting is that many Ukrainians don't necessarily want to leave Ukraine. They feel Ukrainian. They're proud to be Ukrainian. And many of them have the view that as soon as they can, they would like to return to Ukraine. But to date, we've had about 7,000 Ukrainians come to Israel, and just today we've had about 1,500 Ukrainians make inquiries about immigrating to Israel.
Rolene, we're just about out of time, but if people want to get more information on the subject, to follow you, because you cover all of this so well, tell us how, please.
You can follow me. I do a YouTube update every day. My channel is The Israel Brief. But you can catch me on layoftheland.online or on Facebook. I'm Rolene Marks, or on Twitter at Rolmarks. And I love to hear from you guys. I love to take your questions and just give thanks to you, Rob, to your team, and to your listeners for your unbelievable, unwavering support of the State of Israel.
And I know that my audience joins me in praying for the peace of Jerusalem and for your people. And we're so grateful for the time we spent together. Rolene Marks, thank you for joining us today on The Shilling Show.
Thank you so much.